NFL Roundup, Week 16. I'm Steve Carney. The Eagles see their chance to secure an NFC East Division title slip through their fingers in Washington. Correspondent Craig Heist reports on a wild finish at Northwest Stadium.
Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdown passes, the last one with 9 seconds to go to Jamison Crowder, as the Commanders snapped the Eagles' 10-game winning streak, beating Philadelphia 36-33. Crowder was on the receiving end of 2 touchdown passes from Daniels.
That's a huge win for us. Obviously, we had an interception on the previous possession, but the defense gave us a shot, and we knew that we had to, you know, make plays, and guys, you know, made the plays. Jaden made the throws, got us down in position to win the game, and we did it.
Kenny Pickett led the Eagles after Jalen Hurts left the game in the first quarter with a concussion and did not return. Pickett threw a touchdown pass and an interception. Saquon Barkley rushed for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. 109 of that came in the first quarter.
The loss also drops Philadelphia a game behind the Lions in the race for the top seed in the NFC playoffs and a first-round bye, as Detroit got 336 yards passing and 3 touchdowns from Jared Goff in a 34-17 win over the Bears.
We are so good at focusing on what matters, and we lose last week, everyone thinks we're done now, and it's like, all right, forget that. That's not even part of our process. We're going to go back to what we do, go back to work, and we did just that.
The Lions remain perfect on the road, improved to 13-2 overall. Chicago is now 4-11. The Bengals keep their playoff hopes alive as the defense forces 3 Cleveland turnovers, and Joe Burrow throws for 3 touchdowns in a 24-6 win over the Browns.
Everything that I do in the offseason is to put myself in the best position to play great at the end of the year in these big games coming up. It's exciting to still be in it. Guys work really hard. Coaches work really hard. So it's nice to rattle off a couple wins here.
The Bengals have won 3 straight to get back to 7-8. The Browns are 3-12. But the Cardinals see their playoff hopes end in overtime. Correspondent Mark Myers reports.
Chuba Hubbard scored on a 21-yard touchdown run in overtime, giving the Panthers a 36-30 win over the Cardinals. Bryce Young threw touchdowns to Adam Thielen and David Moore, and he scored one himself on a 34-yard run. Young knows the importance of this win.
This is big for us. We talked about this last part of the season being a great opportunity just for us to finish, to set the tone for the future.
The Cardinals' Kyler Murray had a touchdown pass and a touchdown run. Arizona got it to OT on a Chad Ryland 58-yard field goal on the final play of regulation. The loss eliminates the Cardinals from playoff contention.
After losing a touchdown to a fumble at the goal line last week, Jonathan Taylor had quite the rebound, rushing for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 38-30 victory over the Titans.
Something like that last week, that's something that's not common for me, and, you know, a mishap, something that, you know, it'll never happen again, but we just need to get the win. We just got to keep that goal in sight. You know, it's a chance. It's slim, but it's a chance.
The Colts also stay mathematically alive in the AFC playoffs at 7-8. The Titans are 3-12. Matthew Stafford's touchdown to Tyler Higbee, playing in his first game in nearly a year, helps lead the Rams to a 19-9 win over the Jets. Stafford says he's glad to get his tight end back.
Just happy for him to get out there and play, and then to be able to cap it off with a touchdown with a great effort at the end to get in. It was awesome. Great to have him back, and you know, just a tone setter for us. It was awesome.
The win puts Los Angeles at the top of the NFC West at 9-6. The Jets fall to 4-11. And the Falcons get back into the driver's seat in the NFC South after spotting the Giants the first touchdown of their game. Atlanta scores the final 34 points to make Michael Penix Jr. a winner in his first NFL start.
Big credit to those guys. 2 touchdowns on the defense side of the ball and the offensive line. You know, the way that they play, you know, kept me clean all game. And obviously getting the ball to the playmakers that we have, you know, they're going to make plays, and they did all game.
Atlanta improves to 8-7, while the Giants at 2-13 had the inside track for the first pick in next year's draft. The Vikings see their winning streak continue with a win over the Seahawks. This report from correspondent Jim Bernard.
The Minnesota Vikings rallied in the closing minutes to post a 27-24 win over the Seattle Seahawks. Justin Jefferson put Minnesota ahead with just under 4 minutes left with a 39-yard touchdown catch as the Vikings won their 8th straight game.
We're coming together. Every single game we're finding different ways to overcome adversity, overcome just the different stuff that defenses have been throwing towards us.
It was Jefferson's 2nd touchdown of the game as he racked up 144 yards on 10 receptions. Sam Darnold passed for 246 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Vikings, who remain tied with the Detroit Lions for first in the NFC North. With the loss, the Seahawks are now one game behind the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC West.
And the Bills send the Patriots to their fifth straight defeat. Correspondent Gene Battaglia has the report.
The Buffalo Bills were able to overcome a sluggish start, rallying from a 14-0 deficit en route to a 24-21 home win on a cold night over the visiting New England Patriots. Helping the cause were three defensive takeaways in the second half. Inside linebacker and team captain Terrell Bernard had a fumble recovery.
That's a huge part of our defense. You know, that's kind of what we've thrived on all season. So, you know, that's who we are. That's what we believe in. That's what we do.
The win keeping Buffalo in contention for the top overall seed in the upcoming AFC playoffs. Still two games back at Kansas City. Buffalo now at 12-3. New England falling to 3-12.
For the first time in over 2.5 months, the Raiders leave the field victorious as Aiden O'Connell and company use a 70-yard drive early in the fourth quarter to pull out a 19-14 decision over the Jaguars.
Weight off the shoulders for sure. It was just fun to see the smiles again. I think the biggest thing for me was just kind of looking around and high-fiving everybody and seeing how happy guys were is, you know, really a big part of why you play the game. And so we don't have it for 10 weeks in a row. It's tough.
Both teams are 3-12. And the Dolphins pull away late from the 49ers to keep their playoff hopes alive with a 29-17 victory. Tua Tagovailoa threw a second quarter touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill as part of an afternoon that saw him go 22 for 34 for 215 yards.
We're just focused on one game at a time right now. So we got the Niners out the way. And we'll focus on the Browns and Christmas.
Miami is 7-8. The Niners, who were officially eliminated from the playoffs before the game, are 6-9. And despite also being mathematically eliminated from the postseason before the Sunday night contest, the Cowboys also take the Buccaneers' postseason hopes out of their own hands. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Buccaneers have fumbled away the NFC South lead with a 26-24 loss to the Cowboys. The Bucs had the ball with under 2 minutes remaining when Deron Bland ripped the ball out of the hands of receiver Rashad White, allowing Dallas to move to 7-8. Bucs coach Todd Bowles.
When we lost, it's disappointing. All three phases plus coaching. We got to coach it better. We got to play better on special teams. We got to play better offensively and defensively.
Cooper rushed through for a touchdown, and Brandon Aubrey kicked four field goals, including a pair of 58-yarders. Baker Mayfield threw for two touchdowns, including a 13-yarder to Ryan Miller that pulled the Bucs within two with 2:36 remaining. Tampa Bay and Atlanta are tied for the NFC South lead, but the Falcons own the tiebreaker.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.